everyone. It's Carissa Cooley from Carissa Cooley Creative. I help businesses understand how social media can help move their goals forward. And on today's show, it's going to be a little bit more casual. It's just kind of a question, really. So when Instagram first rolled out, we were all really concerned with putting up these really great visuals and high quality images and making sure everything was perfect. And it was known as the visual platform. Well, you can't be on Instagram if you don't have visual content, etc. That was kind of the thought. And now, as I'm thinking about it and doing more research into like big brands and, you know, people in the industry who have huge followings and great messages to share, is it really about how perfect your visual is? You know, I think it's transformed into more of how great is the message that you have to share. If you're a business or a brand that is afraid to be on Instagram because you don't think you have the best images, maybe think about it a different way. Think about, you know, do you have a longer story to tell? You know, the caption area of Instagram is a great way to share longer stories. You can share, you know, a few paragraphs. So don't let, you know, I'm not a graphic designer, I'm not a great photographer. It doesn't really matter. Like, if you write down, you know, in your notes section, five truths of yours or your business or whatever, screenshot it, pop it up as an Instagram photo, and then, you know, write your story out in the caption. Those posts sometimes garner better engagement and resonate more with people than posts that are really visually pleasing. So think about it in a way that, you know, if you're trying to make your Instagram feed on your profile perfect, does somebody, you know, that discovers you in the explore section or under a hashtag, are they looking immediately at your profile? No, they're looking at your post and the meaning you put behind your post or the information you share or the advice you give. So, you know, trying to fit all of your content into this perfect visual theme shouldn't be stopping you from sharing your content. So I'd say, you know, make sure it's not like disgusting, crappy content all the time. But if you have the message to share, an important message, that's a great way to start sharing on Instagram. So that's kind of all I'm talking about today. Just think about it a little differently. I mean, if you're a clothing brand or let's say you're a travel company or something that's featuring beautiful images of places and attracting people that way, yes, it's important to have great visuals and stuff. But if you're a personal brand or you're a, you know, a speaker or a brand that doesn't necessarily have to rely on high quality visuals, then share what you have. Share the humanness of your brand and get your Instagram feed going that way. You know, people might click in and see a messy Instagram. See your page is like, it doesn't have a theme, but that's okay. Just keep sharing your voice, keep sharing your message, and get your stuff out there, and don't worry so much about it being aesthetically perfect, because, you know, some people have success with great images on Instagram and some have great success with their storytelling ability. So think of it that way. So if you want to learn more and get social media tips and resources daily, follow my Instagram. It's at Carissa Cooley Creative, and my website is carissacooley.com, carissacooley.com, and I will be back tomorrow with some more tips or conversation around social media for your business. Thanks. Bye.